A Slice of Life in the CLC, sixth in a series. These are snapshots of congregations from around the Church of the Lutheran Confession. Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church, Red Wing, Minnesota. Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church of Red Wing, Minnesota, began as an independent Lutheran congregation, existing for 2 years before the formation of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, CLC, in 1960. On July 24, 1958, a Lutheran congregation in Red Wing, Minnesota, voted to continue in fellowship with a false teaching church body despite thorough instruction from its pastor that Romans 16:17 teaches that the heterodox should be avoided. A minority of the congregation was convinced that to continue fellowship with this synod was disobedience to God's word and toleration of false doctrine. Their pastor and the three Christian day school teachers terminated their membership in that synod, and approximately 80 members, including their pastor and teachers, withdrew from the congregation. On July 25, 1958, an organizational meeting was held at the Elmer Fitchin home. This meeting resulted in the formation of a new congregation, Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church of Red Wing, Minnesota. Temporary officers were chosen, and a call was issued to Pastor George Bartles, who accepted the call of the new congregation and began to serve them as their God-given spiritual shepherd. The new congregation gratefully accepted an invitation from the Arnold Roche Sr. family to use their home temporarily as a place of worship until a permanent location could be provided. The first service was held on Sunday, July 27, 1958. Viva Stair and teacher Alvin Zieg were church organists. In August of 1958, permanent officers were elected. They were Elmer Fitchin, president, Charles Sandine, vice president, Erwin Hinrichs, secretary, and Milton Lindner, treasurer. During the month of August 1958, the congregation purchased the current site at 1534 West Avenue in Red Wing. It was formerly a dairy farm, and the farmhouse later became the church parsonage. No other buildings were on the property. On Friday, October 17, 1958, ground was broken for the church building. The congregation set as a goal to have the Christmas Eve service in the new church building. By the grace of God, this goal was achieved. The building was subsequently finished and was dedicated in June of 1959. The altar, pulpit, and baptismal font were built by Herman Ferber, a gifted member of the congregation. At first, folding chairs were used for seating. The second year, the congregation was fortunate enough to get theater seats to replace the folding chairs. After a few years, our Redeemers purchased wooden pews from another congregation in town, which had replaced its pews. The Christian education of the young was a high priority of our Redeemers. Since the three Christian day school teachers from the former congregation had left with Pastor Bartles at the formation of our Redeemers, the congregation had the personnel to open a Christian day school. Wally Voigt and Alvin Zieg were both called to teach, while the third teacher, Lorna Schwein, moved back to her hometown of Mankato and became a member of Emmanuel, another CLC congregation. The Christian Day School was opened in September 1958 with 13 students. Classes were held in a large room in the parsonage. It soon became evident that there were not enough students for two teachers, so Wally Voigt found secular employment and Alvin Zeig continued as teacher at the new school. Over the years, more students were added to the school. At times, there were up to 20 children attending the Our Redeemer's Christian Day School. Pastor Bartles also found secular employment. He worked full-time at the Red Wing Boat Factory, the Midwest Marine. In August of 1959, Our Redeemers hosted a meeting of the, quote, Interim Conference, the precursor to the CLC. In 1960, delegates from Our Redeemer attended a meeting at the, quote, Interim Conference, held in Watertown, South Dakota, at which the Church of the Lutheran Confession was formally organized and Our Redeemers became a charter member. In 1967, Pastor Bartles accepted a call to Grace, Sleepy Eye, Minnesota. Later that same year, Pastor Robert Mackinson accepted the call to Our Redeemers and was installed as the new pastor of the congregation. In the summer of 1968, teacher Alvin Zeig accepted a call to teach in Golden, Colorado. When no teacher accepted the call to teach, the school was closed for 1 year until a teacher could be found. An Emmanuel Lutheran College graduate, Miss Carla Krieger, was assigned to Our Redeemer's Christian Day School and began teaching in September of 1969. The doors of the Christian Day School closed in 1984. However, the congregation has not lost its zeal for Christian education. It maintains an active Sunday school, vacation Bible school, and regular confirmation instruction for the young. In the year 2000, an entryway was added to the church, which included wheelchair accessibility to the sanctuary. At the same time, the church basement was remodeled, adding another Sunday school room. The following are sons and daughters of the congregation who later entered the preaching or teaching ministry: Pastor Emeritus James Sandine, Pastor Theodore Bartles, Pastor Emeritus Jerome Bartles, Teacher Emeritus Marion Fitchin, and Teacher Dan Bartles. Since its formation, the regularly called pastors of Our Redeemers include George Bartles, Robert Mackinson, David Lau, Norman Grieve, Wayne Milkey, John Hine, Rick Grams, and David Baker, current. Teachers who served at Our Redeemer's Christian School include Alvin V. Zeig, Wally Voigt, Carla Krieger, Miriam Dielmeyer, Ruth Gergel, Barbara Drews, and Walter Prieb. Many of the original members of Our Redeemers have relocated to other places, and many have since received their eternal reward. Yet some of the original members still remain and continue faithfully to support the church. Our Redeemers continues to preach and teach the true and pure Word of God, and to administer the sacraments according to the institution of Christ. The one who thirsts after salvation may come to the waters and freely drink, so that, quote, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water, end quote, John 7:38, and he will gain eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. David Baker is pastor of Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church in Red Wing, Minnesota.